This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dude's popping in at the 8 after. We're going to go to about 15 after to take your phone calls. We got Tim Kennedy here, and he didn't want to brag about his exploits and his background and all the rest of it, but it is amazing. In fact, sometime you got to come in, because I know you've mentioned it. I looked it up, but I guess you were in some of the same operations. He was a Navy SEAL. You were in the Army as one of their top snipers doing Overwatch. I guess he did nighttime, you did daytime, or vice versa, but you chewed some of the same dirt as Chris Kyle.
Yeah, the, you know, at the beginning of the war, when we, after 9/11, even, you know, Iraq 2, it was a very, special forces, special operations has grown dramatically in the past 5-8 years. 10 years ago, there was not the same population of guys that could do what we do. So you crossed a lot of paths, you know, like you only, like one of the major roads through Iraq at the time was called Irish, and it was like the IED Central. If you drove down that road, you're going to get blown up. So you'd have guys 24 hours, pretty much you'd put snipers in place to watch that road and try to effectively protect the convoys by engaging on guys that were planting bombs. And anytime a combat operation would go into place, we would go onto the road to try to prevent people from planting bombs. So Chris would, you know, sometimes be on the exact same road as I was, trying to do the same thing that I was doing at the same place, you know, against the same dudes. He was good, though. That guy was talented.
So you're saying, from what you know, that movie is pretty accurate.
It's Hollywood's Hollywood. You know, they're gonna exaggerate certain elements, and then to fit an agenda, they're going to dilute certain things. But that movie was close. You know, they did a great job really trying to understand the essence of what that job entails, the sacrifices that it takes both on a person.
So he was a super patriot and a great guy.
That guy was an amazing human.
Well, there you go. So I believe you because you say it, because you see all the stuff, the fights that have been out there, and I've been neutral on the whole deal. And when I was talking to Chris Kyle once before he died, because I was also friends with Jesse Ventura, he was sounding pretty legitimate on the radio with me, saying, no, you know, that stuff really happened. Very, very sad that somebody with PTSD did that.
Yeah. I was actually just a month ago on Dan Alosha's show with his widow. And she's a shooter, too. She's an amazing patriot, Mrs. Kyle. She can shoot better than probably like 99.9% of the American population. She is, I would say, she is like talent, sniper level talent. She's good. But that woman bleeds red, white, and blue. And, you know, and that's just a test.
Well, I've seen her on the news defending the Second Amendment.
So. Yeah. I mean, just so if, you know, if a guy like that is going to marry a woman like that, and do the things that he did and pull the triggers on the guys that he did, that is a badass. That's a good dude. Yeah. Throw stones if you want, but that's a great human.
What are the farthest shots you know of, and what's the best rifle at, like, super long distance?
I love the .338 Lapua. It's a very flat trajectory round. It's a fast-traveling bullet. The velocity, the ballistics are good.
And that was Kyle's favorite, too, right?
Man, I think guys that engage targets anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 meters, that's a money shotgun. You know, they're very confident in the easy math that goes into wind adjustments and BDC, the bullet drop. It's a good gun.
Wow. Well, we're going to go to break here in about a minute, come back and do 10 more minutes of calls with Mike and Andrew and Alan and Romo and Dan, so have your questions ready. We got about a minute till break. What's another little tidbit just about what's happening in the world? Take the election. Where are you on the election?
So you have these talking heads right now that are running their mouths, like, you know, I'm going to go to Syria and do this, to Iraq to do that, to Afghanistan and do that. But none of them have effectively served a day in their life in that capacity, in that role, you know, left or right. I have so many issues with both candidates. You know, like, it looks like it's going to be Hillary and it's going to be Trump. How different are they? You know, like, which one of them is really going to stand up and say, okay, this is America. I'm going to fight for it. I believe in it. which one is the most honest? And I'm on the fence. I love that finally we're at a place where people are talking about it, or they're being empowered, they're being passionate. No, you should not go into a highway and try to stand and prevent traffic from moving. Somebody that drives an American-made vehicle like a Jeep or a Ford is going to run you over, so get off the road. But it's going to be a crazy November. It's going to be crazy.
I agree. Well, we know Hillary's bad. Trump says a lot of good things. The question is he for real? We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Well, Tim Kennedy is amazing, and I've known him for a while, and I know a lot of other folks, former and current military and special ops, and they're just all patriots. I mean, you like them on air, you really want to know them off air. These guys are just amazing. Hadn't told me anything secret, but, you know, I know a lot of stuff going on from all my sources, and so it's just really, really interesting to talk to these guys. I want to go back to a few phone calls and hand the baton to Rob Dew. He may have some questions for you, Tim, as well. But specifically, getting into Hillary and Trump, you were going off on somebody during the break, so I want to make clear, though, lesser of two evils, you just don't want to go for that, but your view of Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, and the rest of it.
So, you know, what I don't like about the election is that you're choosing the lesser of two evils, you know, and I'm not saying that Trump's evil. I don't know. I haven't been able to grasp what the substance of what he's saying is. And his rhetoric has just kind of been a lot of pulp fiction, a lot of pop and fuzz. What I know is I hate Hillary Clinton. But from Benghazi, seeing my friends die and then lying about it, saying it had to do with the video, and then saying she lied about it being, like, just lie after lie after lie.
And she's a war hero like Brian Williams.
Hey, let me get off a helicopter under sniper fire. You know, as a dude that has been under lots of sniper fire, when you're coming out and shaking hands and kissing babies and patting people on the top of the head, that is not sniper fire. Sniper lore, that's being under sniper fire. So shut your lying mouth and just be honest a couple of times. What I also don't understand is how, when you have never owned a company in your life, you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You've never done anything besides serve the American people, and you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. How does that make sense? Your Secretary of State, not only do... So if I was in the Japanese culture, and I'm a leader of a group of people, and then two of my employees went and got murdered by the people that I'm there supposed to be fighting, I would have to take that samurai sword and fall on my sword to my death. But now she's running for president after Hershey Bourne.
Where did accountability go in this country?
Or even just the actual amount of integrity. Not only accountability, but integrity. She should have just said, I'm done. I have tried my hand at being a good civil servant. I failed. So now it's going to move on. So not only did she get people killed, but she's worth hundreds of million dollars, and she's never done anything besides worked for the American
people. Well, you're not just a good super soldier who rewrote the book for the Army on close quarters combat. You're a really good talk show host and a patriot. Tim Kennedy here. I want to race through some calls now. Since this next caller wants to ask about UFC, then we got special ops questions. We're going to have to run through these fast because we're going to break in about 9 minutes and dude's taking over. Tim, specifically, you are Mr. Clean. You've been tested a lot by the anti-doping group. You even have them test stuff for mainline supplements you take. Recently, I guess you just got tested last week. Tell us about that.
Well, I didn't get tested once. I didn't get tested twice. I got tested three times. Blood, urine.
In fact, show us Twitter, folks, or is it your Instagram shows them taking the blood or whatever?
Yeah, nurses coming in, drawing blood from, you know, both my arms, and then the moment the inspectors arrive, they are following me around everywhere I go. And, you know, I haven't fought since USADA has come into effect with Ultimate Fighting. And people are like, oh, is that guy, is because he's dirty? Listen, man, I'm getting tested more than anybody else in the UFC.
Because you're Mr. Clean.
Because I have been very vocal.
Well, you said that one guy that kind of cheated or whatever, like hid in the corner and barely beat you at the end. You already kicked his ass. You said, I guarantee he's dirty. And it turned out he was.
Yeah. So I'm not wrong very often. So Yoel Romero is who we're specifically talking about. I was like, dude, I promise you that guy is not only a cheater in the ring, but he's a cheater outside of the ring. And lo and behold, he tested positive for anabolic steroids, a very expensive boutique one. But he and, you know, it's a rampant problem.
And you want him again, but he won't do it, right?
Nah. No, well, he's going to be suspended forever. That's what happens when you use.
So you got tested, and I haven't, have they released the results yet?
One has, yeah. I'll always be.
And it's not that you're on drugs, it's that you're from Krypton.
Yeah, I know. I inject Wolverine blood directly into my eyeball. There it is.
Oh, I tell you, amazing. So, I mean, what is it? Just genetics and focus that you've got in such good shape?
No, it's hard work. Yeah, genetics, focus, but the biggest thing, you know, individual responsibility, that's like one of the things that I really believe in that we're going to be talking about is, you know, being a libertarian has individual responsibility, and being a healthy, hardworking person is very symbiotic in that way. So I train my ass off. You know, I train 2-3 times a day.
I'm told at these top gyms in Austin, and I've been at some of them before, you guys train double what anybody else does.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can walk into any of these gyms, and they have, you know, like they have records up on the boards, and they're saying, like, this is what Tommy did last week with, you know, his movement in this particular exercise. And, like, me and Shane.
That's Aaron, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll walk in there and be like, all right, what are your records right now? So I can just go ahead and crush those. And we can do that wherever we go. I love going on, and they have so many fantastic.
Is Steiner not a maniac?
Dude, he's a training freak. He's powerful.
Well, both his dad and his brother are top rodeo bull riders.
Yeah, he has genetics too. So don't think that, like, yes, he works hard and he trains.
He's only
hard.
Been doing it a few years. He's already won in some big bouts. I saw that one guy fought this last week was like twice as big as him.
He's good. He's hard to submit. He's tough. He's talented. He's strong.
Well, he says you still throw him around like a rag doll.
This is a different level. Yeah, as long as I don't let him get his hands on me. If he gets his hands on me, just fly through the air. He's very. Very talented.
Yeah. So I guess in a few years, they'll get better and better.
Yeah, I'm going to start undermining his training. You know, like I'm going to start stealing his mouthpiece and peeing in his cup. to make sure he's good workout sessions.
Tim Kennedy's our guest. Let's do the UFC question now. Andrew, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Jones, how are you guys doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. I just had a question. I recently watched a video of Phil Oliver and Andrew Young. They did an interview together where they talked about longevity's rebound and how LeBron James stayed on his rebound. And I was just wondering if Mr. Kennedy, if you've ever used Rebound or any of the InfoWars products and if you'd be allowed to use those.
Sure. So one of those is another product. I wasn't going to bring that up today. Have you used any of the InfoWars Live products?
I have. Yeah. I'm using a couple of them right now. And it was a test. Like, I don't want to give...
Yeah, Andrew, you're not a plant caller because I specifically didn't want to get into this right now. I want him on about all the cool stuff.
I know. I am using it, but I'm doing a test. You know, I'm really evaluating the products that you guys have. I'm trying to do it very scientifically and see both in great the growth, speed, power. You know, with a strict diet, Yes, I'm using them, but
I don't even know the answer yet because I want to hear after he's done it. And Andrew, that is not a plant. You said you were calling in about UFC question. That is not a UFC question. Let's talk to Mike, to Tim Kennedy on Special Ops. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Kennedy, I was wondering how many former Special Ops are working for the feds and the government. Is there a high percentage? Is the
I think that's what we were getting at with the whole FBI thing. I think that's classified, but go ahead.
A lot. You know, the you can't really separate them when the military is the federal government. Yes, we're supposed to be working overseas and not in the United States, but as the wars are dwindling down and we're doing less in Iraq and Afghanistan, you have a huge population of very talented warfighters, special operations guys that are coming back and looking for jobs. It's a very, very quick and easy transfer. Almost
and the FBI is smart to want people like that.
Yeah, okay, I mean, we're like this is the best population of the hardworking trained guys on the planet. So whether you're going to FBI or you're going to CIA or you're going to your local police department, you know, you can come to Austin or Houston or San Antonio. And I know guys that I deployed with that are working there now that are, you know, heading up the SWAT. So there's a lot of them. It's not like some orchestrated design. It's these guys are coming back and they need jobs and these are great jobs for them. And it's a great opportunity for these federal agents or agencies to grab fantastic, talented, trained people.
They just better not follow orders to shoot unarmed farmers.
Yeah, I know, that's a bad idea.
All right, thank you for the call, Mike. Let's talk to Dan in Oregon, speaking of where this went down. Go ahead, Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much for taking my call and for everything you do. Love the show.
Tim, thank you, brother. Go ahead.
And Tim, thanks for you for protecting America and all that you do. Real quick on the Oregon thing, not my question, but Lavoie Finicum and his and Amon Bundy and those guys were on their way to a town meeting with the sheriff with over 400 people, probably to talk about what was going on. So that was definitely an assassination by the FBI, in my opinion. So what I want to say about ISIS and everything that happened today, we know, Alex, that we're dealing with a spiritual war here, right? It's a spiritual war that we're trying to attack. With things that happened today, though, it does get manifested in the physical realm. So as Americans on the government level, on the high Fed level, how do we attack that? And again, on the personal level, like individuals, us here, how do we attack that without, again, being labeled Islamophobia? And do you think...
Well, look, I mean, here's the deal. I know there's some Muslims that aren't murdering killers, okay? But they're bringing them in. Islam's being radicalized worldwide. Saudi Arabia's invading everywhere, putting their people in. And it's just survival. So, I mean, look, this is who's killing us. This is who's attacking us. I don't care if you call me Islamophobic. I don't care if you lie about me and say I'm racist because I don't want Obamacare. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, you're not. You're spot on. We have to win the propaganda war. The like Palestine and Israel, Palestine has been beating Israel every single turn where they'll go and put a mortar in a hospital and then mortar. So regardless if Israel responds or they don't, hopefully that they do. So if they kill some Israelis by sending mortars from this hospital and then Israel responds and then destroys the hospital, then now one, they not only hurt Israelis by the mortaring, but then they hurt the Israelis on the propaganda battle by then having the hospital destroyed. We have to get ahead of them in the propaganda battle. We have to attack and understand their ideology and how they're going about it, how they're radicalizing these people, how they're recruiting people. You know, when they're going for low socioeconomic groups of people, the uneducated, we need to berate them for that. We need to say, look, stop being victims and understand that these guys are going specifically for the poor and the uninformed. So if you're going to stand up for the weak, if you're going to stand up for the sheep, recognize that the ISIS and sure. and the like are going after the weakest people on the planet, not only to recruit them and then murder them, but then to ultimately sure. try to commit terrorist acts.
Thank you, Dan. Great question. Only one or two more calls. We're going to hand it to Rob. I'm skipping this break. Here's my issue. I had Colonel Schaefer on about this, who ran the Stratus Ivy and you know, all the rest of the operations. They could have killed Bin Laden twice with operators like you guys. They were ordered to stand down by the CIA. And then we see countless examples where they won't let them take out the leadership. Now, I know that's changing, but isn't the answer, I know that's one of your specialties, you can't talk about it, isn't it take out the leadership?
Yeah, obviously the best thing to do is you have to be able to take out the leadership without immortalizing them. You know, had you killed Bin Laden in at certain times, he would have been then the flagship for martyrdom for that religion for the next 50 years. You know, giving them the body or killing them, dropping them a bomb from a drone, and they recovered that body, that would have been theirs. They would have built a shrine, and people would have gone and worshipped him. You know, that's why we had to do it the way that we did, where we went and snagged him after we killed him, and then he just disappeared.
So you do think that Obama raid and all that was real and no hanky-panky?
I know the guys that went to do it, and they're guys like me.
Sure, I know. It's just, you know, some of the SEALs got blown up with a helicopter and the rest of it, and then they said it was a little suspicious.
It was.
I'll take your word for it.
You can't take, because I wasn't there. I'm just saying that the guys that would go to do that and the guys that were there, those are shooters. Those are guys that are good at really one thing, and that's killing people. So you don't send guys like that into Pakistan to do anything else but that.
Sure, it's just
I don't know.
Then they're packed in a helicopter a month later. They all thought it was a setup. I've talked to some of their families, and it blows up.
Yeah.
Very, very suspicious. And, you know, it just shows how they're trying to, I mean, I guess that's why the Army's smart, not allowing themselves to be politicized. And I know you love the Navy SEALs as well, but what about that split where more and more of the SEALs are ordered to be involved in political stuff?
I don't understand it. You know, our motto is the quiet professionals. You know, we're supposed to be the guys that can do our job, and we're not going to be scrutinized because there's no opportunity to attack us because we're not saying anything. We're going to go, the best way that I could ever do a job is I go and I do it, I complete the mission, and then you never hear about it. That's a job well done. If I'm going on and I'm writing a book or I'm saying, hey, I did this or I did that, let me make a movie about it, let me do a TV show about it. Nah, man, you maybe need to get into a different field. So it's
that also makes you a target later.
Absolutely. So it's scary. I don't know. There is a shift right now where they're kind of allowing or even encouraging people to do more public activities, which I don't understand. So I don't know.
You're not doing it.
You can't shut me up.
You're talking about freedom in general, though. You're not talking about operation.
No. You're not going to, I'm vague and ambiguous here. I am always when I'm talking about, you know, things I've done previously. But right now, you know, you can't shut me up when it comes to freedom.
But, I can't even get into it. It's all very, very interesting, obviously. All I know is it's the opposite of what the universities are producing with these leftists. I'm not even attacking leftists, but they are so soft, so dumbed down, so disconnected from reality compared to people that actually go out and do something. It's amazing. I want to go to all these other calls, but I want to be able to also hand this over to Rob Dew and get to some of the other points. But sorry to other callers. Rob Dew will be able to go to you. I wanted to bring Rob Dew in, who's co-hosting this fourth hour today, and have him with one question for Tim Kennedy. And then I'm going to hand the baton to Rob Dew. Go ahead, Rob.
Sure. Hey, Tim, there was an ISIS attack on about 200 Marines, I believe it was in Iraq just recently, and they ended up killing Staff Sergeant Luis Cardin. And what do you know about that? Do you know how ISIS got that intelligence? Because people are kind of unsure of how that went down.
I don't know a lot of the details. My understanding is that it was at a forward operating base, and that it's not hard. It's not easy to hide where you are when you're a bunch of Marines. You have 200 Marines in Iraq, a forward operating base. It's very recognizable, identifiable. So they figured out where they were, and then there was a rocket attack that was coordinated with some small arms fire. Pretty basic, pathetic level attack.
So that's just idiocy by the Daily Beast acting like ISIS knew just where to hit these Marines, supposedly at a secret base.
No, it's not hard. It's not hard to find out where even special operations. Like, we try so hard to be able to blend in and disappear. Like, we're like a bunch of ninjas in camouflage. Like, let's be realistic. The moment that we land, they know that we're there, and we have to recognize that. We have to be aware of that. They're very good. They have 13-year-olds with cell phones walking around, following us everywhere we go. So we take that and everything with our secrecy with a grain of salt. We make a lot of effort to try to hide what we're doing and how we do things, but ultimately we're being watched 24/7. So like they didn't have some inside informant that told them where the Marines were. Pretty much it was just a bunch of dudes with cell phones being like, hey, we got 200 Marines here. Let's walk off and get some GPS coordinates about how to drop some rockets.
Sure, I don't get that Daily Beast article. I've not been in the military, but I know those bases just stick out like sore thumbs. Everybody knows where they are. All right, well, Tim Kennedy, thank you so much. We're going to Rob Duher just in a moment. People can find out more at Tim Kennedy, MMA. Twitter.com/Tim Kennedy MMA, Facebook.com/Tim Kennedy, and of course, tell folks about the Sheepdog website as well.
The Sheepdog Response. You can Google it. You can go to Facebook, you know, Sheepdog Response, sheepdogresponse.com.
You're also involved with Ranger Up, great Patriot apparel, and a lot more. I love the fact you guys promote the founding fathers. Tim, thank you so much for the time today. It's been amazing.
Always. Love talking.
I want to thank Shane for coming in as well after you guys trained for about 4 hours this morning. We got some video of that. We'll be airing the next few days as well on the nightly news. Over to you and all the latest breaking news and, of course, the big terror attacks that happened in Belgium that are being blamed on Donald Trump right now. Rob Duher.
That's right. Everything is Donald Trump's fault. Ted Cruz came out and said, I'm going to play that clip. I'm also going to play some old clips from Donald Trump saying Brussels is a hellhole, essentially, with what's going on there. And then we're going to look at a clip from Jimmy Carter, the Jimmy Carter administration, during the Iran hostage crisis, where he banned Iranians from coming into the country. And, you know, nobody said anything. Nobody called him a racist then. There was no outcry. It was just, well, that's what you do when you're at war with a group of people. But first, let's look at this article. Obama trolled over Brussels attacks after calling global warming a greatest threat to humanity. Even though we know it's not global warming anymore, it's cooling. We've been in a 13-year cooling cycle, but don't tell the guys at NOAA who've been faking the data for years. No challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change. And here's what some of the people responded back. Climate change has reared its ugly head in Brussels. Amazing insanity. Breaking. Climate change has claimed responsibility for attacks in Brussels, killing 30. Climate change strikes again. Yo, Obama, fly the family over to Brussels and explain how climate change is the biggest threat. Will someone please ask the people of Brussels how much climate change affected what happened this morning? If your elected officials think climate change is a bigger threat than or a bigger problem than terrorism, unelect them. So that's just some of them. And then I love this cartoon from Ben Garrison. It's got terrorism and Obama wearing the same turban. So there'll be that. But let's go to that first video with Donald Trump saying Brussels is like living in a hellhole. He said this back in 2012.
You're a smart person. I bring people together. Or you couldn't build a great company like that.
You don't think you've alienated people? I mean, come on. You don't think you've alienated people?
Ultimately, I bring them together. And I'll tell you what. I tell the truth. Whether it was with respect to the Muslims. Hey, Maria, there's something going on. And we have a president that doesn't want to even talk about radical Islamic terrorism. I bring people together. I've had Muslims call me up and say thank you because they need dialogue. I bring people together. Obama has been the great divider.
To be fair on the Muslim comment, I mean, we do admit 100,000 Muslims on a permanent basis here every year, and this is going to be the is already the largest religion in the world. Can you really say, let's do a temporary halt?
There's something going on, Maria. Go to Brussels. Go to Paris. Go to different places. There's something going on, and it's not good where they want Sharia law, where they want this, where they want things that, you know, there has to be some assimilation. There is no assimilation. There's something bad going on, and until we find out what it is so we can correct it, you go to Brussels. I was in Brussels a long time ago, 20 years ago. So beautiful. Everything's so beautiful. It's like living in a hellhole right now. You go to these different places. There's something going on.
To quote Spinal Tap, living in a hellhole. Now let's go to Ted Cruz, who basically came out on the tarmac today and said, you know, a day after Trump says we got to get out of NATO, he also said some things about the UN and that they're ineffectual. Oh, there's a terrorist attack. So kind of putting two and two together, definitely a jab in his direction. Let's play that video.
Well, I will say it is striking that the day after Donald Trump called for America weakening NATO, withdrawing from NATO, we see Brussels, where NATO is headquartered, the subject of a radical Islamic terrorist attack.
There you go. And now let's go to Trump's response to Brussels. He just said this this morning. Here it is.
We have to be very careful in the United States. We have to be very, very vigilant as to who we allow into this country.
If you do become president and we're in a situation like this, what would you do to protect America?
Well, again, I think I've said it. I would close up our borders to people until we figure out what is going on. Look at Brussels. Look at Paris. Look at so many cities that were great cities. Paris is almost as bad. If you look at, Paris.
Yeah, we are definitely, Europe is definitely being overrun. But here's a Washington Examiner article from late last year. Coming soon, more immigrants from Muslim nations than the population of D.C. 680,000.
We're on the march.
After this break.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
From Buckaroo Banzai brings us into the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can catch us here every day on the fourth hour from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. Of course, we have the Alex Jones Show before that, starting at 11 a.m. Central. And tonight, the nightly news at 7 p.m. Central. And you can watch a video of these all at Infowars.com/show. And somebody's calling me. Anyway, I want to bring your attention to a tweet that I put out this morning. PC insanity, invasion, not immigration. It's from a Reddit called The Donald, and I'm going to bring this up full screen right here. This is the link. Belgian teacher, how do you teach a class when all the Muslim children in your class are plotting terrorist attacks? And the mayor sends police to his door for this tweet, asking him not to post these kind of things in the future. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's ridiculous if that's what's happening. Of course, you're not supposed to speak out. We're just supposed to let more and more in. That's why they're having these problems in Brussels, in France, because they don't speak out and they leave their doors wide open to anybody who wants to come in, and they don't properly vet these people. In fact, Joe Biggs, Michael Zimmerman, and Paul Joseph Watson took a train from Brussels to France, didn't even have to go through a border checkpoint. It's wide open. Hey, come on in. And that's where the attackers originated from Paris. They originated from Brussels. Right now we're running a cleanse special. You got 10% off Liver Shield or Deep Cleanse. You can take your pick off that. 15% off the Ultimate Cleanse Pack, which is Liver Shield and Deep Cleanse together, which is like the 1-2 punch. And then if you really want to get your body clean, 20% off the Ultimate Cleanse Pack plus Oxy Powder. So it's Liver Shield, Deep Cleanse, and Oxy Powder. And I guarantee you, you will feel the results of Oxy Powder. I mean, it is amazing. I think the first time I took it, I lost about 12 pounds in a week. Second time, I only did it for 4 days. And the first two, I could feel the toxins coming out of my body, and I was very irritable. And then the third and fourth day were just like nirvana. I was like, I feel so good. It really is amazing. It really is amazing what goes on when your body starts cleansing itself. It really, truly is amazing. So I was covering this article right before we went to break of the number of immigrants from Muslim nations that we're going to be bringing in. And there's a graph. If you guys can scroll down to that graph that shows how many they've issued over the last 5 years. You've got to come Muslims coming in from Afghanistan, Sudan, Syria, Indonesia, Yemen, Lebanon, Algeria, Jordan, Mexico, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Somalia, Egypt, Iran, Bangladesh, Iraq, and Pakistan have the most, along with Bangladesh and Iran. So we're bringing in lots of people from these countries, and I would say most of them probably are coming here for a good life. And that's how it used to be. When we had immigration and people were immigrating to this country, they were coming here looking for a better life. They weren't coming here looking to tear down the United States or turn it into a different nation. They were coming here to be part of what was going on, which was a free market society where if you worked your butt off, you can make something of yourself. But now we have Cuban refugees flocking to the Texas border. Here's another article from October 2015 to February 2016. More than 18,500 Cubans arrived at Texas Laredo field office of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. So that includes Del Rio and Brownsville. And if the trend continues, it will shatter last year's numbers for the same ports when a record 28,000 crossed. So they just keep upping the records. And that's just from Cuba. That doesn't count the other Central American, the African, or the Middle Eastern countries that people are coming from. Now I want to go to this video of Jimmy Carter during the Iran hostage crisis. Well, they put a lot of sanctions on Iran, and they also banned Iranians from coming into the country and asked the diplomats to leave. And nobody called him a racist. So what's the difference now? Why is Donald being called a racist? I've got video coming up of young children who have been brainwashed by their parents into believing everything they see on CNN and other mainstream media outlets. So let's go to that video of Jimmy Carter first.
The president ordered 4 steps immediately. A complete break in diplomatic relations. Iranian diplomats must leave the United States by tomorrow midnight. Official sanctions prohibiting exports to Iran. The exporting of even food and medicine is expected to be minimal or non-existent. An inventory of frozen Iranian assets of over $8 billion in this country, and steps toward using the money to pay claims of Americans against Iran. And a virtual shutting off of all Iranian immigration into this country by refusing new visas to Iranian citizens. Moreover, the president warned these 4 steps may be just the beginning.
All of the steps I have ordered today are those that are necessary now. Other action may become necessary. If these steps do not produce the proper release of the hostages.
There you go. Hey, let's go to a call. Chris in Ohio, comment on the nationwide hate for Trump. I don't know if it's nationwide hate. I think it's a very vocal minority that's being coerced into hate. And I've got a video showing that in a second. But go ahead. What do you got to say?
Interesting is actually I know one of the guys that provoked this viral video in Cleveland where someone says something about go back to Auschwitz. Well, obviously someone called the guy a Nazi. But then that, I don't know if you saw that video or not. And okay, so that's one thing. But to me, I can't even enjoy logging on Facebook anymore because literally the whole thing is hate, 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 and just this. It's very, I think.
And hate of Trump is okay on Facebook, right? You notice hate of Trump is okay. If you say anything else, if you have an opinion that's negative of anybody else, you're censored on Facebook.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it's just a shame that all these people are showing their worst sides. And also, I'm a veteran. I was over there the same time as Tim. And our job was finding bombs and building fortifications. And, yeah, I love the people. When they're children, they're very great people. But, you know, people got over here have to understand, too, our military worked alongside the Iraqi army and good Afghanistan people to fight. People don't even get that. They think as soon as you say, oh, I'm against these terrorists, they think you're against all of them. That's not the case.
Right.
So it's really,
but, you know, I think the argument, though, is, you know, if people were to invade our country, say China was to invade our country, and they had taken over a large swath of it, and Americans started fighting the Chinese, we would be called terrorists and insurgents. You realize that, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, because whoever is controlling the narrative is going to call you, you know, whatever you want. And you know, going those wars were both, I think, fought on bad terms and for bad reasons. And not, we weren't on the up and up. And I don't think we were in danger of being attacked by Afghanistan or Iraq, you know, at that time and even still to this day.
The people that went there, the family men, the people that were sensitive to their culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't talk about it. There's nobody better. I mean, we gave them food, hug them. I got great pictures of me hugging these kids. And like, well, people over here aren't used to deception. They're not used to this. So they think every person from the Middle East is like, you know what I mean? They're all mystical or something. It's like, no, man, they got their psychos too. And
they're regular people. Most of them are regular
people. To fight them. Like people don't, I guess what I'm saying is people here don't get, I have a higher love because I've been on my knees for these people. I've uplifted these people, and they're going to tell me, oh, you know, and put female American veterans at risk. I mean, this is going by the model of Europe. You know, that also bothers me. You know, I mean, we got female veterans here. They're indiscriminately attacking women. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, totally agree. Thanks for the call. Hey, let's go now to this video. It's caught on video, Brainwashed Children. If you saw, there was a video yesterday we put up called Liberals Children Protest Trump. I forget the exact name of it. But this David Knight's wife went up and actually interviewed some of these kids. And then we got permission from their parents to post this video. But you're going to see the same talking points that you see from the people, the adults at these protests. He's racist. He hates Muslims. He wants to deport Muslims. And he never said he wants to deport Muslims. He said, we need to vet people coming in. We need to close our borders until we can vet people properly. But let's go to this video right now. Caught on video, Brainwashed Children.
Trump! Never Trump! Why don't you like Trump? Because he's racist. Because he's racist. He hates Muslims. He wants to deport Muslims. And I am friends that are Muslims. And he's mean to Jews, and I'm a Jew too. And he,
what has he done to the Jews? That's so mean.
He said a mean and he just says mean things to a reporter, like beating me or arrest, things like that.
Well, who do you like?
Hillary Clinton and John Kasich.
Okay.
Those are my favorites.
Are you in public school?
What?
Do you go to public school?
Yeah, it's spring break. We go to SCPS. Uh-huh. It's down in. But I go to.
Yeah, do you say most of your classmates are for Hillary or for Donald Trump?
I think all of my classmates hate Trump. They like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
Why do you think that is?
Because he's crazy. And
is that what you learned at school?
What? No, we got our mom.
Your mom told you.
And it was awesome. I loved it. It's my first chance to
Can you hear you? Can we hear you chanting again?
CNN.
Do you agree with your parents?
Their parents watch CNN. Their parents are telling them what to say.
And you said your top choices for 2016 are Hillary Clinton and John Kasich?
Yes. Those are the two.
All right. Well, you guys are very sophisticated young ones to have a political opinion.
All right. You can watch the rest of that video. Go to Infowars.com. Caught on video, brainwashed children. There's a couple videos there of the kids protesting. You know, on a whole level, I don't see a problem with bringing kids to a protest, either for or against Trump. I mean, you're teaching kids to get active. I think when you're telling kids you're propagating the same lies that you see in the mainstream media, you're doing your kids a disservice. But that's just my opinion. Let's talk to Courtney in FEMA Region 6, wants to talk about the double standard, everyone hating on Trump. Go ahead, Courtney.
Hi, I just wanted to call and comment. And like one of the guys was saying earlier that was talking to you about going on Facebook, it actually kind of changed my comment that I'm going to say. I actually was personally attacked on Facebook for posting a supportive Donald Trump post. My husband served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He is, he has a Purple Heart. He is a disabled veteran from the Army, and he personally, this friend that I thought I had, he personally attacked me. He said that my husband was not a hero. My husband was a coward, and some words that I can't say on air because, like Alex says, it's a family show.
Right.
And, you know, and it's gotten to be just not fun anymore. Like, Facebook has turned into this this war zone. It's fulfilling its mission.
It's fulfilling its mission to tell us how to think, what to say, and if you say something wrong, the henpeckers will come and tell you that you're wrong. So you were physically attacked by someone or just attacked through Facebook?
I was attacked through Facebook from a friend that I had that we've been friends for 5 or 6 years, and then all of a sudden he just starts attacking me and my family and everything that I believe in. And it's like, it's gotten to a point where it's gotten ridiculous, and we've got to stop and realize that at the end of the day, we're all Americans. And guess what? When the terrorists who are attacking people like they attacked the people in Brussels today, guess what? At the end of the day, we're all going to be Americans, and we're all going to need to take a stand together against these people who want to hurt us. And when you have that out there, you have to realize that, and you have to get grounded and stop this just knifing back and forth at each other. And hearing those kids breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart because that's our future. And we're turning our kids into snipey, aggressive. I mean, what little kid uses the term racist?
And they're being trained. They're being trained at a young age now to be little henpeckers and to find people who are not holding the party line and correct them. And that is exactly what is going on. And regurgitating mainstream media talking points. It's disgusting. But, you know, that's their right to do with their kids. You know, unfortunately, I don't think it's right. But thanks for calling, Courtney. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Wants to talk about the Bin Laden raid. That was pretty interesting. Tim thinks it was I think it was a real raid. I just don't think they killed Bin Laden personally. I don't think that was Bin Laden. I think it was just some old guy who was set up. But go ahead, Gary.
First of all, I have the greatest respect for Alex. I mean, in my book, he's the best. Okay, he's a general.
I agree.
And I know that he isn't there to speak for himself. But I do want to say this. You know, he's shouting from the mountaintops, and I say this with due respect to him because I cannot tell you how I like the guy. I mean, I really can't say enough good about him and what he's done. But he shouts from the mountaintops about the Bin Laden raid. Then when he gets a mercenary, and I believe this guy is a mercenary, on, he just clams up. He just lets him go. He just, you know, I mean, he just like a puppy dog. I don't understand that. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, Rob, by the way, you do a really good, everybody there does a great job. I mean, I can't tell you, I can't compliment you enough. And by the way, your products are terrific. But I will say this. He said that a lot of these, what I call mercenaries, because if you're in a war and you're not in a war to win it, then what are those people? Who, what would you call the people fighting those wars? I mean, you know, the Second World War, I mean, were there any mercenaries in the Second World War? No.
No, we were there to win it. I don't think we were there to win Vietnam. I don't think we were there to win Korea. You know, I think those guys were just brought in to show, to create a scene and, you know, make profits for the military-industrial complex. I think that's what is going on in the background. And I think a lot of these guys don't know that. You know, they're not at that level. They're not seeing the benefits of these contracts and, you know, these multi-year no-bid contracts. A lot of the guys on the ground, like the lady who just called Courtney, her husband, he probably is, you know, probably a great guy. You know, he didn't know what was going on and how these things are fought and why they're fought. You know, he's just doing his duty because he's, you know, told that being a soldier is, you know, following orders and going to do into these combat zones. But
the only thing I wanted to say was this. I do not mean to be disrespectful to any of the military, because again, I'm certainly for them. I was in the military myself. I wouldn't be disrespectful towards them. But they're being treated like mercenaries. Now these fellows that he said,
hey, I'll let you finish up after the break. We're going to break right now. We'll be right back. One more segment of the fourth hour. This is Rob Dew for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
segment of the fourth hour. This is Rob Goo for Infowars.com and Infowars.com/show. You can watch the whole show in video, streaming video for free. Infowars.com/show. So check it out. Or you can become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. We love our Prison Planet members. They allow, you know, everything here to be bought, sending our reporters out on missions. We've got the Knight family driving around. I think they're in Williamsburg right now, heading back to Austin. Gary, I'm going to let you finish up and give you about a minute. And you were talking about how the military, it seems like the current military to you are more mercenaries than they are freedom fighters. I'll say this, the military does have a hard job, and those guys, a lot of those guys are very awake. And I think you're going to find that more than the average, you know, Bernie Sanders voter. But go ahead.
I understand that completely. And believe me, I do not mean any disrespect towards the fellows that go ahead and devote themselves to the military in this country. So don't misunderstand me. But I'm trying to make some fat points and state some facts. Now, he said these fellows come back from the military, and the first thing they do looking for work, the first thing they do is get hooked up with the feds, okay? Now, what does that mean? That means exactly what happened in Oregon. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot first, ask questions later. Now, I don't know who those guys were that killed LaVoy, but we still don't have their names, and we should. We should have their names. But I don't know who they were, whether they were ex-military or what. But if they're recruiting ex-military into the FBI or any other law enforcement operation, that goes right along with Alex always says, and they're militarizing, purposely militarizing the police forces in this country.
Well, that's what happens to a lot of local police departments that, you know, they hire ex-military. You know, one, the guys know how to shoot a weapon. Two, they know how to follow orders. Three, they're pretty physical. But they're in areas where their life was under constant threat, and then you still have that, I think, hanging over on them when they're coming back. They're thinking, you know, everybody's still, who knows what they're thinking. Joe Biggs is back from military, and he's a pretty stable guy, although he does like to have a drink of Fireball every now and then. But he's a great guy, and he's been in the thick of it in Afghanistan and Iraq. So, hey, Gary, thanks for calling. I agree with you on a lot of those points. I want to play just a part of a video. Yesterday, David Knight was in front of the AIPAC conference, and he was going up to talk to a guy with a Trump is a Nazi sign, and lo and behold, who pops up out of the woodwork from under his pot of gold but Webster Tarpley. So let's play that video till we, I guess, end the show.
We're at a point. We're at a historical tipping point, buddy.
You got to tell it like it is.
Okay. So you think Trump is a Nazi? You think this gets your message? You do? You do? Okay.
He's Nazi.
Yeah.
He has violence at his rallies.
You compare him to the Hitler of 1929. You compare him to the Mussolini of 1920.
You don't think that's an overstatement?
No, not an. No. I'm a historian. I know what I'm talking about. There are multiple points.
And you're Webster Tarpley, right?
Webster Tarpley. That's it.
We've got Webster Tarpley here. That's and right. Webster Tarpley thinks that Donald Trump is a Nazi.
Absolutely a Nazi. And I'm
back that up beyond
I'm
Goodwin.
I'm appalled to see libertarians who are supposed to be the opposite of authoritarian, totalitarian, all trooping like lemmings into this Trump conveyance. Let's talk about some stuff.
People who called themselves libertarians never would have supported.
And we should all be supporting Hillary Clinton, right, Webster?
Do you think,
at least from my experience. Okay?
Do you understand what's going on with globalism? Do you see the open borders and the multinational companies?
I used to work with the libertarians. And the libertarians I used to work with never, ever would have endorsed Donald Trump. I'm not working with the libertarians anymore.
So who do you work with?
Webster.
Okay.
Yes.
Webster.
Now, why is he a Nazi?
Why is he a Nazi?
12 million deportations. That's a police state right away. That's the knock on the door in the middle of the night. Women and children dragged out of the door.
Do we have... What if somebody comes into your home and doesn't leave? Do you call the police? Do you call the police with that? That's not my libertarian word game. I'm quoting...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.